So we're getting close to the end here. I mean, Bill Johnson, yikes, all right? Aberrant doctrines, strange things. But I want to touch on something here that I've already alluded to many times. I can't help myself. But the weird, hyper-charismatic circus nonsense that goes on within churches like this, this hyper-charismatic craziness. Sometimes I like to compare it to WWF, especially Todd Bentley. I mean, yeah, listening to that guy talk, it really is like watching I think it's called WCW now. I don't know. I don't watch cable. You know, the big wrestler guys that are all flexing and screaming into the microphone and talking smack like they're really enemies. And then after the match, they're backstage laughing and slapping each other on the shoulder. but things like portals. When I went to the hyper-charismatic church I was at, we were always talking about opening portholes, visualization, spirit travel, you know, like out-of-body experiences. Yeah, witches practice that. Okay, that's an occultic practice to induce an out-of-body experience. Ask me. I know. I took part in that. I did it semi-often. I had it work for me several times when I was practicing witchcraft. And, well, I was also reading ESP books. God doesn't approve of that. Okay, if God takes you out of your body, that's one thing. God, he did it, not you. Okay? But when you try to do it, that is witchcraft. Fire tunnels. Sozo. I will do a series on Sozo very soon. It is, again, weird. Hyper-charismatic circus nonsense. I watched some videos on Sozo. These guys, oh my goodness, I was embarrassed to watch the video. They're rolling around on the floor, acting like they're drinking from wineskins and like slurring their words on purpose and just acting like morons. I'm sorry I just said that. They really are. I mean, really making us Christians and Christianity in general look like idiots. And a camera goes close on one guy holding the guitar and he's like, hit him, Lord. New wine, new wine, new wine. Yeah, yeah. You know, and oh man, all I could do is feel sorry and embarrassed. And they put that on the internet like it's giving glory to God. Really? Come on. Nowhere in the New Testament do you see nonsense like that. Come on. Oh, and angel orbs. There are pictures all over Bill Johnson's website of these balls of light in their church. My opinion on this subject is still up in the air. I haven't come to a conclusion on angel orbs, but these pictures, you got to check them out. Just type in Bill Johnson, angel orbs. You'll get your boat loaded. You'll find some pictures. And it shows these church services with all these balls of what appear to be kind of like this light in the church. Now, I did a very short preliminary search on it the same day I was looking at these pictures. I didn't have a whole lot of time on my hands. But just to kind of take a pulse, where does this come from? Because I've heard about angel orbs when I was part of the occult. And that these spirits, these spirit guides will show up in the form of an orb. Okay. And people like Bill Schnibblin talk about angel orbs and all kinds of people who have come out of the occult and have experienced these. So I'm leaning towards it's an occultic thing, but then there's a part of me that says, yeah, but how come whenever I take pictures in dusty rooms, I get lots of quote unquote angel orbs in my pictures when I use a flash, especially in a room with lots of people moving around and they're kicking up whatever dust and, you know, stuff on their clothes. And the room is, I mean, you know how it is when light shines through a window and you realize just how much dust is hanging in the air. Well, crowded rooms where people are kicking this dust around, basically moving around and stuff's just flying everywhere. And you take a flash picture and you get all these orbs. Okay, so I decided to do a little test of my own, and I took a camera with a flash, and I brought it into the dusty warehouse at work, and I took several test pictures, around the room and was unable to get any angel orbs. And then I started slapping a bunch of boxes that I knew had dust all over them and shaking the boxes around. And I took several more pictures after my, I was conjuring angel orbs. And get this, guys, I wasn't able to capture any angel orbs with my pictures, as in dust particles floating around the room. So I don't know. That was just a very fast test. I mean, I spent about a minute and a half on my awesome test there, and I was unable to capture any more tests to come. In fact, I encourage you guys to try some tests of your own. See if you can't conjure angel orbs by slapping dusty boxes and doing things like that. You know, I don't know, maybe take something that's covered in dust, take some test pictures to prove that there are no angel orbs present at the moment, and then blow on something that has a bunch of dust on it and see if you can't take another photo with newly conjured spirits floating around the room. I don't know. I don't know. That's, you know, I'm a little bit undecided on this issue. Nonetheless, at Bill Johnson's church, they are all into this angel orb thing. Either way you look at it, I don't believe it's of God. Why would God send all of his angels, well, not all, but a bunch of angels, to stand around and hang out at a church that is teaching aberrant doctrines, heresies, other gospels? Why would he do that? I don't think so, friends. If those are angels, they're fallen angels or demons or something like that. I don't see them being of God. So anyway, that's angel orbs. Also, angel feathers. I mentioned it at the beginning of the series, but Bill Johnson's always talking about how he's at a restaurant and all of a sudden a feather falls, and then he gets the opportunity to witness to everybody because a feather fell out of nowhere and it was an angel feather, you know. Oh boy. Guys, you know, this makes us look so flaky. This makes us look so flaky. So I'm going to end here with a testimony. This is a testimony from Bill Johnson's wife. Just to kind of give you a feel for what it feels like on the inside of a flaky church. A weird, hyper-charismatic, circus nonsense type environment. All right? I pulled this testimony off of a website. I cannot remember what the website is, but in the notes, I will cite what website I got it from. I will make sure I make a, you know, cite this well. So if you're curious, come to the website come to my website, youthapologeticstraining.com, and you can find, you know, for this day, today that I'm posting this podcast, and you will find where I got this testimony. But this is interesting. This is so normal for me. I mean, this is the kind of goofiness that I experienced all the time in the church that I went to. All right, not this exact thing, but so many things that are just as goofy and bizarre. Forehead slapping things where you're like, oh my goodness. In hindsight, I turn red when I even think about the dorky things that we would do that were so flaky and make us Christians look like just idiots. Okay, look at this. In the last couple of months, I personally have become more aware of the angelic activity in this realm. One of those times is when we were on a prayer trip to Arizona. One morning, as we were driving up to Tehachapi Pass? I don't know, sorry. And coming down into the Mojave Desert, I began to feel angels. The closer we got, the stronger the impression felt. I could see them everywhere. I announced this to the group and said, we've got to stop. We got to stop somewhere. As we drove around a corner, I said, I think that we are going to wake up some angels here. You know, because angels are sleeping. You know, they're enjoying a nice snooze, and we got to wake them up. Okay, ugh. We knew we were to turn around to get out of the RV and wake up the angels. I wish I could convey to you the energy and quickness of how God was working. We jumped out of the RV. I blew the shofar and rang a bell and yelled, wakey, wakey. it would be funny if this wasn't so tragic. Guys, this is really, this is leading people off the path. This is so, it makes us look so silly. Look, angels are sleeping and you have to pull over because you think you hear a voice and ring a bell and blow a shofar. And guys, here they are blowing a shofar. If you guys don't know what that is, it's a long, curvy ram's horn. I have one myself. I also have a tallit, which is this covering prayer shawl thing that is very popular in the messianic crowd, which is fine, but the messianic crowd is starting to mingle with the hyper-charismatic crowd. And this new thing is starting to emerge. But you're seeing it here. They're blowing their shofar. And that's supposed to really wake things up and shake the heavenlies when you blow the shofar. That's what's taught. And you have to blow this shofar and yell, wakey, wakey. All right. And so, man, then she goes on. We got back into the RV and drove off. As we drove off, hilarious laughter broke out. We were stunned at the speed at which this all took place and were spinning from the adventure and the angelic activity. What in the world just happened? Heaven collided with earth. Woo-hoo. And her name's Benny, Bill Johnson's wife. She also says, since that time, there's been a stirring in me to awaken the angels. Awaken the angels. Like they're sleeping. I'm sorry, I keep saying that. To awaken the angels for use in this kingdom reign. Sounds like dominionism. Kingdom reign that is upon us here on earth. I've shared these two stories in other places and have done a prophetic act of wakening up the angels. Having everybody cry out, wakey, wakey. So she's getting other people involved with this wackiness. I know it is strange, but it's very effective. And there we have pragmatism, okay? I don't know what she means by effective, but just because something seems like it's working doesn't mean it's of God. Look, I practiced all kinds of witchcraft when I was younger. It was effective. Guys, there's power in witchcraft. Why? Because Satan loves to jump in there and throw you a bone if he sees you doing something that's going to lead you, and especially if it's going to lead others astray, he's going to jump in and give you whatever power you want because he wants to lead people astray. Anything. It doesn't matter what lie you're going to follow. It doesn't matter if you're trying to channel an alien or conjure a demon from the pit of hell, okay, at least that's what some believe, or whatever, an out-of-body experience, some kind of strange kundalini experience, communicating with a Hindu god, or talking to a fairy for that matter. It doesn't matter what lie he tells you, as long as the end is that you are led astray and led away from God, the true, one true God, and the salvation that is given through his son. Guys, that's all that matters. All right, so look, wakey, wakey, it's effective. Okay, I didn't mean to laugh. It's effective at something. I don't know what, but it's not of God. It's not from the Bible. It's nonsense, and it makes us look stupid. And she finishes off, one of our gals who enjoys God's angels gets pretty whacked when they are around. She gets pretty whacked. Now, is that like when Todd Bentley says that a pastor's wife gets whacked on the Holy Spirit and she starts barking like a dog and squawking like a chicken and crawling around on all fours? Is that what we're talking about? Is that the whacked? Guys, stumbling around and acting drunk and acting like you're drinking from a wineskin. And guys, there are even people out there in this Sozo movement. And I think his name was Rodney Howard Brown, the Holy Ghost bartender. okay, and other people that are a part of this more hyper-charismatic movement who act like they're smoking a joint. They're toking the Holy Spirit, they say. And then they're like, yeah, dude, praise God. I can't believe somebody would do that. That is so irreverent. Guys, God can't be happy with that. He cannot be happy with that. What a mockery. This is the charismatic movement. This is the hype. No. This is the fruit of the hyper-charismatic crowd. And this is the kind of nonsense that makes us Christians all look like goofballs. So anyway, Bill Johnson, there you have it in a nutshell. In review, we've talked about several things. We talked about Bill Johnson's diminishing or talking down or looking down at the Word of God and looking down and even kind of insulting or cutting, hacking at people who do elevate the Word of God and study the Word of God. And, you know, my wife's sticking her tongue at me right now and really distracting me. But, sorry, guys. This diminishing of the Word of God in a way that you're not spiritual. You're not walking in the Holy Spirit when you study God's Word. And because of that, the foundation is destroyed. And now subjective experiences are elevated above God's Word. And when you do that, aberrant doctrines now result. Things like Jesus was just a man, and Jesus performed formulas to get his miracles done. He did not do them out of his divine nature. He was God. And aberrant doctrines like the atonement promises us healing, in a sense. All we have to do is basically demand it from God. We have a blank check from God. And that God's will is that nobody is sick. And then things like, obviously, unbiblical concepts like Paul didn't really have a physical ailment. It was something else. I don't know what it is, but whatever it was definitely not a physical ailment. And anybody that says otherwise is preaching another gospel. We have these wild, hyper-charismatic circus nonsense tactics like fire tunnels, laughing on the floor, rolling around, barking like dogs, squawking like chickens, acting like goofballs, blowing your shofar and saying wakey wakey to wake up the angels. Guys, that's what comes out of this stuff. Glory clouds, which is nothing more than probably glitter from Hobby Lobby or some other craft shop. All right? It's all making us look stupid, and that is the fruit of this kind of Christianity. So be ye warned, and if you are part of these movements, get out. I love you guys. Come out to the website, youthapologeticstraining.com, and there, guys, you can leave comments and questions. I do want to talk to you guys. I really do. And I know I'm going to get a lot of comments on this series. Praise God. I can't wait to talk to you guys. You can also catch me on Google+, Facebook, and Twitter. I encourage you guys to find me on Facebook. I love that's the place I go to talk to people. I love talking to you guys there. It's the easiest. Just seems like the easiest place. I'm also getting more and more active on Google+, so you can catch me there if that's your preference. I want to talk to you guys. Also, come to my Youth Apologetics Training page on Facebook and click the like button and share it. Share these podcasts with your friends. Get the word out. Let's get people saved. Let's get apologetics in the hands of believers and train people up in their faith, right? So anyway, with that, I love you guys, and I'll see you tomorrow.